Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
On top of my coffee, I'll pour in some cream. A half cup of sugar, it tastes like a dream. Hello, aren't you a pretty thing? What's a sweet little thing like you doing in a place like this all by yourself? You know, we could get along together real well. You're Danish, I'm Dutch. I bet you belong to Hayden. You know, to him, pastry like you is just a dime a dozen. But to me, you're special. And if he really cared about you, he wouldn't have left you alone like this. Oh, I can't talk anymore. I got to do something about it. Oh. Was that as good for you as it was for me?
Oh, great. Well, send him in. Oh, hey, Luther. By the way, am I going nuts, or didn't I put a Danish down here this morning?
You're going nuts. If you'd have put a Danish there, I'd have eaten it.
What do you want to see me about, Coach?
That's here. I just want to tell you what a great job you did out there Saturday. When you knocked that tackle into the band and threw that bass drum, man, I was beaming.
Thanks, Coach. Oh, by the way, I checked on that guy. He's going to be okay.
Oh, that's not going to take away from your performance. I got to tell you, every time you come off the bench, you give 1,000%. I'm going to reward that. From now on, you are our starting free safety.
You mean it? This is great. I don't know what to say.
I just say you keep knocking players through instruments.
Dad, sorry.
Oh, well, we're almost done here, Kel. Anyway, see you at practice?
You got it.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Terry Wilcox.
Hey, Kelly Rose Fox. Fox, Brock. Fox. Kelly Fox.
Nice to meet all of you.
Who's that?
It's our new starting safety.
God, he's gorgeous.
Thanks. Don't tell me my daughter's interested in a football player.
Well, I've never seen one like that before.
You want to go out with him?
What?
Well, come on, Kelly. You haven't been on a date since you and Stuart broke up. It'd do you good. I mean, after all, how many wool hats can you knit?
I guess if it happened naturally, I might consider it.
Hey, Wilcox, get your butt back in here!
You can't make him go out with me!
Honey, I'm his coach. I can make him eat a canoe paddle if I want to.
God, this is so embarrassing. I'm gonna die.
Oh, you want me to tell him to forget it?
No.
Is something wrong?
No. Hey, Tara, I was just wondering, how'd you like to go out with my daughter?
Terry, I am so sorry. I didn't ask him to do this.
Kelly, you doing anything tonight?
Not really.
How about you, Terry?
Studying for midterms.
You're free. She's free. Sounds like a date to me.
If you want to walk out of here and never speak to me again, I'll understand.
Actually, I could use a night out. You want to have dinner? See a movie?
I'd love to.
How's Seven?
Sounds fine. Where do you live?
Well, I've been staying with my dad since my apartment burned down.
Sorry to hear that.
So, I'll see you at 7?
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
God, you are so pushy and obnoxious. I love you.
Well, geez, I thought you didn't like that. That's why I was holding back.
Man, I could do that all the time. God, I love this.
So do I.
Isn't it great when two people who belong together find each other?
I think so.
I wonder what they're doing now.
Who?
Who? Terry and Kelly. What'd you do, doze off? I am telling you, Christine, I love that Terry Wilcox. If I had to create a guy for my daughter, Terry Wilcox is the guy I'd create.
Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself? This is one date.
No, I'm not getting ahead of myself. Oh, my God, there they are. Come on, let's go. Let's leave them alone. They may want to kiss or make love or something.
Okay.
Give him a private moment.
Dad? Christine?
Who is it?
It's us.
Oh, look, Christine, it's Terry and Kelly, home from their date.
Hello, I'm Christine.
Nice to meet you, Miss Armstrong. I've seen you on the news. I'm a big fan.
Oh. He watches the news.
Kelly, I had a great time.
Me too.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
See you at practice tomorrow.
Okay. God bless. Tell me.
Tell you what?
Tell me about the date.
It went fine.
Oh, come on. A dental appointment goes fine. Tell me about it. Come on. I want to know some details.
Oh, hey, stop badgering.
She loves it when I'm pushing obnoxious. Come on. Are you going to see him again?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
Kelly, a guy like this doesn't come along every day.
I don't want to talk about the date, okay?
Hey. He didn't get out of line, did he?
No.
Then what's the problem?
You wouldn't understand.
Oh, don't give me that I wouldn't understand business.
Well, you wouldn't.
I have been on every kind of date you can imagine. Isn't that right?
That's what I heard.
There is nothing in the world I wouldn't understand.
Dad, I think he's gay.
You're saying Terry's gay? What in the hell did you do to him? Wait a minute, you are telling me that Terry Wilcox, one of my players, is gay?
I don't know for sure, but you can pick these things up.
Oh, yeah, okay, Miss Smarty Pants, you know so much. Define gay.
I think he's a homosexual.
Gay? God! I know what gay means. I mean, prove it.
Well, I can't prove it.
Christine, would you tell her the kid is not gay?
How would I know? I just met him.
Well, you're no help.
Just out of curiosity... Why do you think he's gay?
You know, Christy. When a woman is out with a guy, there's a certain sexual vibe. Oh,
hey.
Well, there is.
Oh, just because a guy doesn't make a pass doesn't mean he's gay.
Hayden, why are you getting so upset about this?
I've been getting upset about this.
Dad, I wanted this to work out just as much as you did. This is the first guy that I've been excited about since Stuart. I even spent all day planning what to wear.
You came up with that?
So this is exactly why I didn't want to get into this with you, Dad. I mean, but you practically had me marrying this guy, and I'm just here to tell you it's not very likely.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something about your little hunch, Missy. It's narrow-minded, sexist, and ignorant. Terry Wilcox is no fruit.
Would it make any difference if Terry was gay?
It wouldn't make any difference if he were blue with pink polka dots. Terry Wilcox is not gay, and I can prove it.
Oh, God. Dad, you're not going to say anything to him, are you?
Oh, give me an ounce of credit, would you please? Hey, big guy.
Hey, Coach.
What do you got there?
About 180.
Listen, I don't want to interrupt your workout or anything, but I just dropped by to tell you, I think it's great to see Kelly going out with a guy like you.
Kelly's terrific.
You think so? Good.
Could you move us up to 190?
Nothing would make me happier.
Hey.
You know, about the date, there's a chance that, well, you know, some of the normal dating vibes may not have been there. I mean, Kelly's coming off this bad marriage and everything, and I think some of her more attractive vibes may be clamped down.
No, we had a good time, Coach.
Oh, good, good. I guess what I'm trying to say is if the vibes stayed nice because, you know, Kelly's the coach's daughter and you were holding back because of me, I'm here to tell you, you just go to town.
Huh?
Well, I don't mean go directly to town. I mean get on the path to town, you know?
Look, Coach, I appreciate everything you're saying. Don't get me wrong, I really do like Kelly. But I don't want you to get any wrong expectations. I mean, we're just going to be friends.
Hey, no expectations here. How about another 10 pounds?
Pretty much my limit. Well, is there anything else? Because I got to hit showers, get to class.
Oh, no. Just wanted to chew the fat with one of my men in a place where men go. Yeah, I'm going to do some work on my pecs and my abs and my delts and my quads.
All right. See you, Coach.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, Tara, there was one other thing.
Yeah.
Are you by any chance a homosexual?
What?
Well, I mean, not that it makes any difference to me. Just something I ask all my players.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fine. I can handle it.
Yep. Don't.
Sheesh, I thought that was a pretty good practice. I don't know what Aiden's on the warpath about.
I've never seen him this ticked off.
Well,
should we find out what's bugging him?
Oh, God, no. Listen, I know Aiden for 20 years, and believe me, Dob, when he's in a mood like this, the best thing to do is just don't ask any questions and keep a low profile. What in the hell is eating you?
Nothing's eating me, all right? Just get the hell out of here and leave me alone.
See, what did I tell you? Do I know him or what?
Hey, now, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. It's just purely hypothetical. What would you say if you found out that one of our players is gay?
What do you mean? How do you mean gay? Like, you know, when men would rather be like gay, like gay?
Yes, Luther, a homosexual.
I don't call it that.
So you'd have a problem with that?
Well, no, I don't know. Not, I wouldn't personally have a problem. Well, you know, I don't want people doing the privacy of their. I just don't think that on the football field is the place, you know, where they should be, you know, with regular sexuals. I guess I'd have a kind of a problem with it.
How about you, Darber?
Didn't bother me when I was a player. Why would it bother me now?
What do you mean it didn't bother you as a player? You played here for me.
Oh, well, yeah. There were a couple of gay players in the years when I played.
No, there weren't.
Oh. Yeah, there were.
No, there weren't.
No, Coach, I'm telling you, I know for a fact.
No. You are telling me that there have been gay screaming eagles?
Yeah.
Who? Who?
Coach, it don't really matter.
Well, it matters to me, Dara. Come on, tell me.
Okay. Ferguson. He was real open about it.
Ferguson, the star tackle? He was an animal.
No, I can't. I gave him a ride home once.
Who else, Dauber?
Milbank didn't hide it.
Mad Dog Milbank? Man, he could eat glass. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Everybody thought you'd be real upset about it.
Upset? Come on, I think it's wonderful. I think we should all line up and do the can-can.
Hey, Coach, Does this have anything to do with Terry Wilcox?
You know about Wilcox? Man, I don't believe this. Why didn't anybody tell me these aren't my players?
Oh, Coach, you're from another generation. Like I told you, everybody thought you'd have a real problem with me.
I do not have a problem with homosexuals!
Don't.
Coach, can we talk?
Yeah, can you give me a second? Jeez, it's him.
Is he dressed?
Yes, he's dressed.
I think maybe that...
You're not going anywhere. Just sit right down there. What does he want?
Coach, now that you know, just remember, this is the 20th century. Terry's a great player, and he's a great guy.
Come on in, Terry. I was hoping we could talk alone.
Catch you later, Terry.
What's up? You tell me. Now, you said you didn't have a problem with this, but all of a sudden it's like I'm invisible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about practice. I'm supposed to start on Saturday, but you don't work out with me. You don't run my drills. I mean, you won't even look me in the eye.
Hey, look, Terry, I got 60 players up there. I can't hold everybody's hand.
Come on, Coach. I may be gay, but I'm not stupid. I mean, you can barely look at me now. Why don't you just admit you've got a problem with me, and then maybe we can do something about it?
I got a lot of work to do.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I want to make it easy on you. I quit.
Hey, bud, if you're quitting, that's your problem, not mine. Don't quit because of me. I'm all right with this. I can handle it.
Yeah, sure, Coach. You can handle it. I can't.
I came to talk. Your roommate told me where you were. We sit down?
Sure.
Look, Terry, I'm gonna be straight with you. And that's the old straight. Well, I mean, it's the new straight. But it's also the old straight there. Look, I admit, I'm uncomfortable around gay people. I mean, I wasn't around them when I was growing up. And, when I got into football, if there were any gay players, they sure didn't let anybody know. I mean, heck, I don't even have any gay friends. I mean, golly, I don't even think I've ever even driven by a gay bar, let alone been in one. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, God knows, you people need a place to drink. It's just that I just don't think you're ever going to find me in one. So, Coach. The ugliest woman I've ever seen.
I take it you've never seen two men dancing before.
No, I have. It's just that they were both with women. Not that I have anything against it. God knows you people need to dance. How do you know who's leading?
Excuse me.
Huh?
Can I get you something?
Oh, yeah. Just a coffee, Just a coffee, regular coffee. Nothing mocha or minty or European. Good old black coffee. Just a regular coffee.
have another beer. You know, Coach, a minute ago this was just a bar. But now, it's something you can't deal with. Kind of like what happened when you found out I wasn't just a person, huh?
You know, the bottom line is I tried to pretend I could handle this, and I didn't pull it off, and you called me on it.
Jeez, this is a long song. Well, I appreciate you finally being straight.
Tara, I want you back on the team.
I can't come back if it's like it was.
That was my problem, not yours. If you come back, I'll swear I'll do my best not to let it make me nuts.
That's not much of an invitation.
Look, Terry, the 20th century is kind of a tricky time for me. I'm going to have to take it kind of slow. And if you want me to understand this whole deal right now, today, I can't. But I do understand that I hurt you. And I don't believe in hurting anybody. I mean, off the field.
I don't want any special treatment. Just treat me like everyone else.
You got it. I'm gonna start right now. You're way past curfew, Wilcox. Get the hell back to your dorm.
Well, I can't. I came with some friends. I don't think they're ready to leave yet.
Well, I'm ready to leave immediately, and I'll give you a lift.
Hey, thanks. See you around.
Doubtful.
Coach?
Huh?
Ferguson? Milbank?
Coach Foster, what are you doing here?
Nothing. I'm just taking him home.
Jeez!